reality that we come to as believer, that we're not here by accident.
Amen.
And one of the things of our lives is that not because of what you did yesterday, it's not when you came to the altar that God really accepted you. You were in God before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And that is a reality that we have. Amen. Amen. That we pray for one another. Amen. You're going through your struggles. The circumstance of life is binding you today. But I've got confidence in you.
Amen.
That the God who I serve, because you believe, that God is going to lead you into righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. And I'll tell you one thing. You ought to shut up the negative thoughts of your life. Amen. Because God thinks good thoughts about you.
Amen.
Thoughts of good and not of evil.
Amen.
That God is going to bring you to an expected end.
Amen.
So here the Apostle Paul said, and we know that all things work together for good.
Amen.
Sometimes there's a rut in your life where you said, Lord, I don't see the good in all of this. But he said, all things work together for your good.
Amen.
Life is an experience. Sometimes he's teaching you. Sometimes he's reminding you. Sometimes he's showing you that you're just a frail human being. But in all of that, he's the God of your life.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so we could look at God in the life of Abraham. But yet we could look at many things in the life of Abraham that says, God said never leave the land. And Abraham did leave the land. Amen. You know, God, Abraham listened to the voice of Sarah. And here now is an Ishmael. And it has been a thorn then, and it's a thorn today.
Amen.
The nation that comes out of that. But in all of that, and in all that Abraham did, the Bible said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. You see, there was something that I learned when you do funerals and, you know, they said, never speak evil of the dead. And so when you do the eulogy of a person that has gone on, you know, sometimes somebody sitting there in the audience and, you know, somebody's talking about the dead and they want to walk up again and look, is it really him? Because the things that they're hearing, they say, ah, that's not the person. But you don't speak evil of the dead. He's already passed. Are you with me? No. So we don't go and say, but Abram, leave the land. He listened to the voice of Sarah. The Bible said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief.
Glory.
Amen. If you would have known the life of Isaiah and the day-to-day struggles that he have, might be you wouldn't read that book. You said, not that Isaiah, because I know him personally. And so it is even in a church. You know one another. I come here tonight and as far as I'm concerned, you're a perfect church. There's nothing wrong. There's no gossip in this church. There's no that biting in this church. There's nobody in this church that don't like nobody. Hey, because I don't know. It's a perfect church. They said the only church that is perfect is the one that you don't know it well enough to know what goes on there. But I've been a pastor long enough to understand these things. Amen? But God, hallelujah. We look at each other and we see frailty. But when God look at us, there's something that stopped God from looking at us the way we look at each other. He's looking at us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And when God sees us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, there is no flaw in your life.
Amen.
Because all the flaws that you have, it's already paid for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's already buried. It's God. God put that away.
Amen.
And that's why we pray for the strength of one another. Amen. The Bible said, even if one is overtaken in a fault, he that is spiritual, let him restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. You see, in a family, you take your children, and your children would bicker at each other, and they fight against one another. But they go out, and somebody says something about what? Amen. They all stand together. And that's how we've got to be as a church.
Amen.
That's how we are as a child of God. We defend one another.
Amen.
Amen. We think good thoughts about one another because God thinks good thoughts about us.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. In the first seal, the prophet says, he said, now Christ is a revelation of God. Christ is God made manifest. Amen. He came to reveal God. because he and God were the same. Hallelujah. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Now you see, Brother Branham said it's hard for one human being to believe in another human being.
Amen.
Can you imagine the apostles? Why it is that after Jesus move off the scene just yesterday, they were going back. Why? Because they saw everything. You know, they saw him as a man. They saw when he prayed and he prayed over the loaves and the fish and it feed 5,000. But after that, they saw him after he healed somebody. He has a headache because he was a man. He become like one of us.
Amen.
Amen. But beyond all of that, it doesn't take knowledge to understand who God is. Because if it had, then the theologians would know exactly who he is.
Amen.
It takes revelation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In other words, he said, you'd never know just what God was until he revealed himself through Christ. Then you can see who he is.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. So those people who go and says, we don't believe in Christ. We believe in the Jehovah God. If you're living today, you miss God. Because today, God, every time he does a new thing, he reveals the name. A name in what he's doing.
Amen.
Amen. You remember to Moses, he said, I was known by Abraham and Isaac by my name, Almighty God, but by my name Jehovah was I not known. He was going to do a new thing among them. And he was revealing it in his name. Now here it was on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Went to Peter, he says, let all the house of Israel know surely that God has made this same Jesus,
amen,
whom you've crucified, both Lord and Christ.
Amen.
This
amen
is God manifest before you. This is the Christ, the anointed of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The woman of Samaria. Amen. She was not living right. But somehow it must have been that somewhere she was and she heard. Amen. The priest said something about the Messiah that would come, that would be called Christ. And when he comes, he's going to tell us exactly what we ought to do. And she held that seed of the word in her heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And she knows she wasn't right. She knew it. But she had a seed in her heart. And that little word was enough. That day when that man met her at the well, hallelujah, and began to tell her these things, she said, Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. And when he comes, he's going to tell us what we have to do. And Jesus said to her, I that speak unto thee, I am he.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
She so believed, she acted upon it. The water pot was no longer important. She said, come see a man.
Amen.
That tell me everything that I've done. This has to be the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He's got to be revealed to you. Amen. And so, you know, Brother Branham preached the seals. But I think when he was preaching Christ, the mystery of God revealed, it was so very important to you and I. Because it brings Almighty God down to the Christ. And furthermore, it brings him down to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Tell me about that part. Tell me about yesterday. But tell me what God is doing to me now.
Amen.
Let me see my part in it.
Amen.
Amen. I've worked as a leader for, I just retired, really, after 38 years in electrical engineering. And, you know, there were many tears when I was going because many, they didn't think I was serious that I was going. But when I make my mind up, that's it. But there's something that I've always done with people. You see, in a great church like this, everybody's a part of it, really. And sometimes people really feel like I'm left out of everything. You know, I don't feel I'm so important to the body. You know, yes, people do greet me, but nobody's so much fellowship with me. I'm not very important. Brother so-and-so is important because he's a song leader and the musician, but I'm not really important. You see, it's very important for us to find out our portion in the body of Christ.
Amen.
And how important you are in the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every single member is important.
Glory.
Amen.
My little finger on the head of my hand, you might say, this is not important, but if it's not there, I've got a problem.
Amen.
If it's hurting, my whole body feels it.
Glory.
little pimple comes out somewhere on your body and you couldn't sleep all night because, amen, it was hurting you so bad. He said, it's just that little part of my body. It's not my head. It's not my, you know, but listen, it's a part of the body.
Amen.
And so individually, we're all a part of the body of Jesus Christ. And members in particular. And you're all very important in the economy of God.
Amen.
Because the body of Christ is not complete until you are in it and identified in it. Amen. Praise God. Now, so to know our position today, we've got to know Christ's position. In Colossians 1 and verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So he has moved us to darkness and moved us into the kingdom in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Hallelujah. For by him were all things created. Now, the scripture in Colossians 1, the Apostle Paul is showing us that Jesus Christ is the Creator God.
Amen.
So it blots out the God in three persons. Jesus Christ was there in the beginning. Who is the image, hallelujah, of the invisible God. Verse 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the head of the body. He's talking about Jesus Christ. Now if he is the head, if there was another God, where would he be? Amen?
Yeah.
He's the head of the body, which is the church. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
Amen.
And I like when the Bible says, he's the firstborn. He's the firstborn. It means that if he's the first, others are going to come after him.
Amen.
And you know what? You are in that number.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in, hallelujah, amen, Hebrews 11. For by faith Abraham, by faith Moses, by faith Sarah, by faith, all of them by faith. Then in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, he said, see, we have such great cloud of witness. Amen. They're a part of us. They've gone before us. We are the continuation. It is so being that if there was a people coming after us, amen, to believe what we believe, hallelujah, they'll speak of our exploits in the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And I'll tell you, I personally believe that, hallelujah, amen, what we're going through, what we're seeing, people said, I don't see anything happening. It is happening right now because God is equipping us with the word for our tomorrow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he said, watch when this squeeze comes along. Because one thing we know for certain, amen, if you've got a heart problem, if you've got, hallelujah, kidney problem, if you've got, hallelujah, sugar diabetes or whatever, that can't go in the rapture.
Amen.
Amen? So there's got to be a time when all of this is going to be gone.
Amen.
And become, oh, glory, history to you and I. Because we are in the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen?
Amen? Hallelujah. God is working on a body. Now the head is there. The head is complete. Do you know, Brother Branham said the body of Christ is not yet complete? And you know why? Because there's other members of the body that has not yet come to the full maturity of the word of God.
Amen.
And that is why around this message we evangelize. I know your pastor, hallelujah, he is champion going to Ukraine and Russia and all those places. And so, amen, and why do we have this burden? Because God has placed that in us. Because here we are. Hallelujah. In the house, there's plenty. But there's a field of golden grain. Golden grain. And we've got to go because we are a part of that harvest of the seeds of God on the face of the earth today.
Amen.
We've got a desire. We've got a burning desire. Hallelujah. Because there are other seeds that God has somewhere. Amen. And we can't leave out of here in the rapture until every single one whose name is in the Lamb's book of life, amen, has come to the maturity of the word.
Amen.
And because of that, Amen. God has energized men. Hallelujah. Leaving their homes, going places to people they don't know. Amen. Of a different culture. Why? Because God has placed in the body is the building of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Because everyone will have to come back. Amen. And be a part of Jesus Christ to the fullness of the word. Then you and I can take our flight out of here.
Amen.
That's what I believe. Amen. So now we find God condescending. Hallelujah. He was a great creator God. God is a spirit. And that spirit fills all time, space, and eternity. Amen. But God began to condescend, to come down to you and I. Why? He wants to become, hallelujah, he was Elohim. He wants to become God. An element of worship. But how could he be an element of worship without somebody to worship him? All the attributes of God was with God in the beginning. And I've got news for you also tonight. You're an attribute of God.
Amen.
And because you're an attribute of God, you were with God in the beginning.
Amen.
The prophet said, not you the person, but the seed, germ of life that's in you was there with God in the beginning. Oh, that is why with the revelation of Jesus Christ, you cannot be lost because God can't be lost.
Amen.
I'm a part of my Savior. I'm a part of his word. It's a revelation. That's predestination. Hallelujah. I'm predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. It doesn't matter how many demons are released from the river Euphrates. Amen. We know 200,000. Amen. But they cannot stop the bride.
Amen.
Because we've got the mark of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paragraph 141. Christ, the mystery of God revealed. The first thing was that God wanted to reveal himself to his people. Hallelujah. That's why he becomes God. Move from an hallelujah, Elohim, self-existing, to become God. He couldn't do it as a great Jehovah God who covered all space, time, and eternity. He could not. He, hallelujah, is too big for, hallelujah, to ever be revealed to people because it would be too mysterious. How could that great being, hallelujah, that never did begin, that after, hallelujah, went beyond the cycle of hundreds of billions of trillions and trillions of years of light space and out into infinity, into eternity, and a great cycle. Hallelujah. That was all that and still is. But what he wanted to do, he loved fatherhood.
Amen.
We've got a father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. For he was a father. And the only way he could express, hallelujah, was to become the Son of Man. That's the reason Jesus kept saying, the Son of Man. He called himself the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Amen. That was his. One of his great threefold purpose was to express himself, identify himself with human beings, to reveal himself in Christ. It was God in Christ. Christ is God. And when Jesus was here on earth, Jesus Christ is the manifestation of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God. It was God who was thirsty. It was God who was tired. He became one of us.
Amen.
That we can become like him.
Amen.
Are you there with me? Hallelujah. Amen. Secondly, to have preeminence in the body of believers. That is him and his bride. That he might live in his people. God want to live in you. In other words, God want to have hands like you.
Amen.
Let me say it another way. The hands that you have is the hands of God.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Lips that you speak out of, that's the lips of God on the face of the earth.
Amen.
No one person doesn't stand out here and says, well, I am God. No, but the body of Christ is God himself.
Amen.
My little finger cannot say, I am, hallelujah, Keith Reed. This is me. No, that's a part of me. But all my body fitted together, that's me.
Amen.
Amen. No, he could do that in Adam and Eve. But sin separated them. So now there had to, hallelujah, be some way to get back again. And look, God take all these years. Let us think of it like this. What God was doing to Moses. What God did through Abraham. What God did through the prophets. And hallelujah, the patriarchs and the apostles. God was coming down to this day. Because that day when he said, let there be light, he knew that there was going to be a fall. God did not make them fall, but God, knowing that they would fall, he made a way of escape.
Amen.
Are you there with me?
Amen.
So everything that you've got need of today, God has the panacea.
Amen.
Amen. God has a way out of it. Amen. God knows exactly how it's going to be. And if you take faith in God's word, then God will fulfill his word in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And now the prophet says, hallelujah, is every redemptive promise, not one without the other. If he's Jehovah Rapha, he's Jehovah Sekhendu.
Amen.
He's Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If he can do one, he can do the other. Is all in all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And every attribute of God is because you would have a need. God have an answer.
Amen.
It's there for you. Claim the promise of God in your own life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he said he's a savior. And he had to express that. And how could he do it? Only through Christ. How could he be a son? Only through Christ. How could he be a healer? Only through Christ. All things are wound up in one person.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus is the answer.
Amen.
If you've got a problem, we've got an answer.
Amen.
It's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
For your mental problem, it's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For the sickness in your body, it's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For the circumstance of your life, it's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is your all in all.
Amen.
Amen. Do you love him tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I see God's great purpose revealing himself. Hallelujah. And having first, amen, to reveal himself in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And then to bring that fullness of the Godhead bodily into the people. Ah,
amen.
He's coming down to you and I.
Amen.
He's coming down to the children. He's letting them understand that, amen, I understand the things that you go through. I'm a part of it with you. I'm a part of your experience. Amen. And all the church need to have that focus. That sometimes we get to this place where we move him so high that we leave the children and the young people way down. And they can't catch exactly what we're saying. But listen, hallelujah, in their young minds, God is developing the potential of what they're going to be tomorrow. Hallelujah. And if God should tarry that we should be here another 25 years, the little young men that are sitting here, they are going to be the ministers in the temple. You've got to realize that. Amen. So we're molding young minds and the knowledge of Christ. Amen. We're leading families a certain way because we understand who God is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is love. And in God is everything that we have need of. Amen. So it's in John 14, 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Hallelujah. You see, to have confidence in somebody is to love them. And when you love somebody, amen, you'll take their word. And my Father will love him and will come in unto him and make our abode with him. God expressed in Jesus Christ. Who was both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I like that.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody was trying to dispute with me. They said, no, it's God in three persons. I said, uh-uh. The Bible didn't say that. He said, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Israel didn't believe that. As a matter of fact, Satan didn't believe that. The Bible said Satan believed that there's one God. And it makes him tremble. Hallelujah. But that one God is manifested. Hallelujah. And where is he today? Christ is here on earth.
Amen.
You've got to believe that. Where is he? He's in the body of believer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Christ is in action. Amen. Christ is doing the work. Amen. Christ has got a body of people.
Yes.
It's Christ and the bride. The two shall become one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ has got some feet. Christ is on the mission field. Amen. Christ is in the church. Amen. Dividing his word to his people. Amen. Christ is here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I was preaching a funeral and I said something. And the following day I was called. And they said, you said something in the funeral that, amen, I've never heard before. Because I said, no, they say he's coming, but he's here. Hallelujah. In the power of his resurrection. Amen. And we thank God for the message of the hour. Amen. Amen. That let us realize today that only is God coming. But the God that is coming, that God is here.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because with the opening of the word, Christ has come down. The capstone is here.
Amen.
The marriage is taking place. Here, we're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now the complete fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in Christ. And Christ is the anointed word, or it's dwelling in the church. And the church is a word of Christ made manifest. That is why as a church, as a bride of Christ, we don't take men's person in admiration. You know, some say, well, it's got to be this way. Oh, we over here, we've got it. No.
Amen.
Christ is in his word.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We've got the Bible. We've got the message of the hour. It's not two things. It's one thing.
Amen.
Brother Branham never had a secret book that he was taking something from. No, he was taking from the Bible.
Amen.
The absolute word. One is a written word. The other is a revealed word.
Amen.
Is that right?
Glory.
Amen. You know, you have a court system. Hallelujah. And you know, you've got a constitution. And hallelujah. The constitution is a written document. The lawyer can quote whatever section he's coming from. Amen. And he quote the words of the constitution. But you know, they said a normal man might misunderstand the constitution. And so that's why they've got a Supreme Court. And so if you've got a misunderstanding, you're not certain where to place it. It's got to move through the court until it reaches the Supreme Court. And when the Supreme Court make a decision, that is final. Well, God is the finality of all.
Amen.
And the prophet says, question and answer 96:4, we've got perfect interpretation by divine vindication.
Amen.
What more do you need?
Amen.
Amen? Hallelujah. You see, if we try to take the message back like theology and try to prove these things scientifically, it will never dovetail.
Right.
Hallelujah. But Jesus asked them, he said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Amen.
It was right there with them. Okay, you asked me a question later. Who do you, if my wife said to me, who do you think that I am? Hey, I've been living with you all these years. Hallelujah. I should know who you are. But Jesus wasn't talking about the flesh that they saw. Some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're the incarnated prophet. But who do you say?
Amen.
And Simon Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
He said, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. This is divine revelation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so the church missed that by theology and said the church is built upon Peter. And a prophet came on the scene, a seventh angel messenger, and said, ah, the church is built upon the revelation of who Jesus Christ
Amen.
Is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. And you know what I like? And who he is, I'm a part of it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Colossians 1:26, even the mystery. And the apostle Paul realized that not all men would understand, would see this, though it's on paper. Hallelujah. Not all men would understand it. He said, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations. It was written, it was there on paper. Amen. The parchment, write it down. They had the Torah and they could read it, but yet it was hidden from them. But now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known. And this is the make known age. What is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what I like about this message. It brings God down to man.
That's right.
That man can move up to God.
Amen.
Christ in you is a hope
Amen.
Of glory.
Amen.
Then the prophet says, no, all that Christ was, he poured. All that God was, he poured into Christ.
Amen.
And all that Christ was, he poured into his bride.
Amen.
The bride, hallelujah,
Amen.
Is Christ made manifest on the face of the earth today.
Amen.
Not a pastor, not a man, not a bishop. No, the bride, hallelujah.
Amen.
No pastor stand there and said, well, I am the manifestation of Christ. No, you are not. The bride is.
Amen.
And that is why as ministers, we've got to realize that in all that we do, we are servants of God.
Amen.
And what a privileged position that we have, that we can speak to the bride of Jesus Christ, the word of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, listen, if I should invite my friend, Brother Aaron, to my house in Jamaica and said, Brother Aaron, I want you to speak to my wife. And he began to speak to my wife in a derogatory way. I said, hey, brother, stop. Stop. Hold on. You see, you've got to understand, that is my wife. Mm-hmm. And for 38 years, we've been together. And I love my wife. You can't speak to my wife like that. You know, we've got to realize that it's a privileged position. Amen. That the bride is Christ.
Amen.
It's not Brother Branham's bride. No. He might have been the chief reaper, but Jesus Christ is the Boaz of today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. He might have been the Eliezer that went to get Rebecca to bring her on the way to her Isaac. But he's not the Isaac.
Amen.
Isaac represents Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen? Yeah. And that's who Rebecca was married to. And so the bride of Jesus Christ is married to Christ the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So all that we're doing, we are telling her. We are feeding her on his word. Hallelujah. What Christ really likes. What Christ really looks at. And Christ thinks so much about you. He's so mindful of the things that you go through. That if you're sick, he is your healer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you're oppressed. Oh, when he went into Nazareth that day and they handed to him the scroll, he found the place where it was written of him. And yet that day they did not understand, but today we understand. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach deliverance to the captive.
Amen.
And that is what we're doing today. We're preaching. We are the echo. The six things that he speaks of. That's what we're doing today.
Amen.
We're preaching deliverance to the captive.
Amen.
The opening of the eyes of the blind.
Amen.
We're setting at liberty them that are bruised.
Amen.
We're calling those who have been scarred and who have been cast down, those who by ministries have been beaten down, and tell them that you are the apple of God's eye.
Amen.
That God thinks great thoughts about
Hallelujah.
You. Oh, a preacher might tell you you're nobody, but in the eyes of God, you're the apple of God's eye.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
That you look where the seed is. Look at what Jesus did. I can't help but think of that woman, Mary, with the alabaster box. That things must have happened in her life that she had turned the wrong corner. She had gone the wrong way. We say sometime by the frame of reference. Things happened in her life and she missed the road. But here it was. In her heart, there was a seed there somewhere. That in her darkest moment, listen, it wasn't one night labor that bought that ointment. It wasn't 1 week labor that bought that ointment. They said it was of a great price. And so she planned this really. Listen, I'm in the muck of life. I'm the scum of society. Amen. But listen, one day I'm going to rise out of here. And I hear about a man named Jesus. And he's going to be my way out of here.
Amen.
So she set her plan in motion. Let me tell you, God has a plan and a purpose for your life.
Amen.
Don't let nobody defeat you.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Draw the line and say, listen, this is what I'm going to do. Because I know that God is there.
Amen.
There's a God somewhere. When you're in the muck of the earth, there's a God somewhere that can lift you out of it.
Amen.
You can't go far enough where God can lift you from where you are.
Amen.
There is no drug. There's no relationship that can bind you.
Right.
There's no man that can hold you there.
Amen.
When you are saying yes to Jesus.
Amen.
And she thought within herself. She began to put a little away. What are you going to do with it, Mary? I can see her by those who ply the same trade as her. You know, Mary, she claimed that she's saving money for, amen, Picanard. Hallelujah. Oh, she ever, but listen, she was determined. And that day was predestined. She heard about a feast that's going to be at Simon's house. She could not be invited. She could not darken the door of that place because of who everybody know who she were. But that day in her heart, she was determined. Let me tell you, desperation will bring on your promise.
Amen.
She knew exactly what she was going to do. I'm going to get down at his feet. Hallelujah. And that day when she went in and she knelt at the feet of Jesus, what broke her was the presence of the Lord. It was the labor that she had worked. It's the trodden down, the things that were said about her all her life. And now she believed that she's at the feet of the one that can make her tomorrow different. And it began to flow tears from her eyes that dropped there on his feet. And she began to wipe it with the hair of her head. And when she broke the seal of her perfume that day, the cost, hallelujah, it was not the money. No, the cost of the perfume was greater than the price that she had paid for it. It was a sacrifice that she had made because God had placed something inside of her heart.
Amen.
And yet there was an hypocrite somewhere that says, if he knew what kind of woman this is, he would never have allowed her to touch him. But Jesus perceived their thoughts and said, Simon, I came into your house. The foot wash flunky never washed my feet. You see, they only invited Jesus because, you know, people would have talked if you didn't invite him. But they didn't really want him there. Hallelujah. But this woman, since I come, has washed my feet with her tears and dried with the hair of her head. And look what Jesus said. And wherever the gospel is preached, oh, hallelujah. This is a woman that you said, I would want her around our church. Because you see, in our church, we don't keep that kind in our church. But Jesus, I tell you tonight, it doesn't matter what you go through. Jesus Christ is your answer.
Amen.
For redemption.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in Ephesians 2:19, the Bible says, now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigner. Here was this Mary, a stranger. But when Jesus speak of her, he said, daughter. Hallelujah. You're no more strangers and foreigner, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building firmly, fitly framed together, growing unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Hallelujah. Brother Bram said, Christ in you make you the complete revelation. Hallelujah. Of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Christ in you is a hope of glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In St. John 14:18, I love that scripture. This is for the redeemable. He said, and I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Listen, that child that you have that has gone astray, that child, a seed of God, because the Bible says, hallelujah, I will save you with your offspring.
Amen.
Never stop praying for your children that has gone astray.
Amen.
Never stop praying for your loved one that has gone out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, he shall live also. At that day, hallelujah, hallelujah. At that day, ye shall know that I'm in the Father in me, and I in you.
Amen.
When this revelation breaks forth in your heart to let you realize that Christ in you is a hope of glory, that day you will know that God says, hallelujah, that Jesus said the words, he said, for hallelujah, let me say it, a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye shall see me, because I live, ye shall live also. In that day you will know I am in the Father in me, and I am in you. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
And so Christ is here tonight. Where is he? He's in me.
Amen.
Where is the Welsh revival? You're looking at it.
Amen.
Amen. Where is the bride revival? You're looking at it. Amen. It's a revelation that is revealing my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The word is here. Amen. He said, notice, make himself known. You are not supposed to make converts to Christianity by government, but by revelation.
Amen.
And when we go for, we are to preach the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet brought the word. Now we are the recipient of that word, and we bring that word to the people.
Amen.
Let the people know that you're not bound by a denomination. There's a word of God that will set you free.
Amen.
Whom the Son set free is free indeed.
Amen.
The Christ in you, as God was in Christ. As God was in Christ. Christ in you. Hallelujah. What God did in Christ, Christ does in you. What God did in Christ, Christ do in you. Hallelujah. Amen. What sign did God in Christ? Christ does in you. He said, isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. I like that. Jesus said, at that day. That is this day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At that day. Amen. When this revelation is made known to you.
Amen.
What revelation? That Christ is not in the heavens somewhere. Christ is in me.
Amen.
The hope of glory.
Amen.
Amen.
And when I know that he's there, that is my hope of glory. No devil can stop me now.
Amen.
Rub it in the face of the devil. Amen. That all the trial that he bring you through all week, when you come to the house of God, don't just stand there. No, yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy in the Lord anyhow. That's why I like the Africans, you know. I'll tell you what, when you see the way these people live, you know, I've been down there in the plains between Kenya, Uganda, and I've seen a wife and a husband with two hoes in their hand. And when I look at the vast field that they're plowing just with a little one turnover at a time, we would have had a tractor go through that in no time. But that's what they're doing. And they're contented doing their work. They know who they are. That's their life. And if they don't do it, they'll never survive. You've got to know who you are in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Christ in you, musicians, you can come. Christ in you is a hope of glory.
Amen.
He said, when this revelation of Jesus Christ, not revelation of Brother Brad, not revelation of your pastor, this revelation of Jesus Christ, because that's what the prophet brought to us, to reveal Christ in you. Amen? Christ in you is a hope of glory.
Amen.
We didn't know these things. I came out of the Baptist church. I didn't know this. But now this message caused me to see myself in the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It said, when you read the scripture, you ought to see Christ there. I didn't only see, I see myself in the Word of God.
Amen.
This is the mirror that I'm looking in. This mirror is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And in the mirror of God, I am there in the picture.
Amen.
I'm identified with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm identified in his victory. I'm identified in his sorrow. And how do I get there? When he called me, I answered. Hallelujah. And it's not because I answer why I'm there. I was there with him before the foundation of the world. No, it's revealed to me who I am. And so, you see, in the church, you can do anything to me. You didn't call me. Even if you are the one that invited me here, you didn't call me to this. God,
amen,
by foreknowledge,
amen,
has made known, hallelujah,
amen,
who he is to me. Hallelujah. The prodigal son, he was way off in the country,
amen,
living a different life from what he knows at his father's house because of circumstance. But the circumstance never break who he is. When he went back, he said to his father, make me an hired servant. But if you're a son, you can't be a servant.
Amen.
Amen. And if you're a son or a daughter of God, you can't be a servant. You are a son. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter what you do. We look over at somebody and we said, you know, last year she backslid and she did some things. Man, I can't even speak. I can't even fellowship with her, but not God.
Amen.
Not God.
Amen.
He said, Jeremiah, you go down to the potter's house and watch what the potter did to the wheel. You see, the first work that the potter make, it could have gone perfect. But that's not the lesson God wanted to give to Jeremiah. He said, the work marred in the potter's hand. The potter didn't sweep it away and get a new piece of clay. No. He did what God did for you. He went down on his knees and he picked up those pieces and he put it back on the wheel. And he said, ask Israel, cannot I do with you what the potter done to the clay? Amen. You have walked away. You have backslidden. Amen. You caused circumstances for you to get distance from God. But God never leave you. He was always there.
Amen. Amen.
And he's a good father calling you back. Come back to me because you are me made manifest.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What a position.
Amen.
What a place God has put us today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When we come to this message of the hour. Hallelujah. To know that we are in Christ by the revealed word. This word is my inheritance. You can't take it from me. Everything else is false. Everything else is a lie. The devil is trying to lie to you. But God is telling me that I am his and he is mine. It's a marriage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I can prove my marriage certificate. Hallelujah. That I'm married to Christ, the word. Amen. And so let me close with these two scriptures. In Ephesians 5:29, for no man ever yet ate his own flesh, but nourish and cherish it, even the Lord, the church. So if you hear of a man somewhere that is abusing the body of Jesus Christ, he needs a resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Can no man ever ate his own body, but nourish and cherish, even the Lord of the church. For we are members of his body, and of his flesh, and of his bone. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Touch yourself tonight. I am a part of that body of Jesus Christ. And I'm important, and the body will never be complete until I am in my position.
Amen.
You are important tonight.
Amen.
You've got to be in your position. And if you're not in your position, the body of Jesus Christ will never be complete. But I challenge the devil tonight. This body of Jesus Christ will be complete because I'm not moving from my predestinated position in God. I'm standing up no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the devil, he can bring sickness, he can bring heartache, he can bring circumstance. I'm still going to serve God. Hallelujah. Because I found the answer to what I was looking for. Hallelujah. Christ in me, the hope of glory. And the prophet says, the bride is a manifestation of the works of Christ here on earth. What Christ is doing, it is what you are doing. And if you are not doing what you're supposed to be doing, get on board and do what you ought to do to manifest Jesus Christ in this hour. Do you love him?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads everywhere. Praise God. Lord Jesus, the word said that you sought me and you bought me by your redeeming blood. That, Lord, you loved me and I knew it. And because of that, Lord, all my love is to you. Lord Jesus, we pray that each person particular tonight might see themselves in that position, a part of the body of Jesus Christ. That, Lord God, we're not an outcast. We're not an outlier. But Lord God, we are unique in the body because you called us for a purpose. And Lord God, to realize that not because of our chronological age in the body, we were there with you in the beginning, in the seed, the word of God. And so, Lord, in this hour, your cause that I should be manifested, oh God. Lord, help me to manifest your will in this hour that I'm living in. Bless us tonight, God. Bless this fellowship. Bless the ministers. Bless, Lord God, those who labor for the body of Christ. Every mission of the body. Because, Lord God, even right here, Lord God, we've got a part to play in the completing of the body of Jesus Christ, seeking after the last one that would come in to make this body complete so that we can leave out of here. Have your own way. Remember the sick, the afflicted, the downcast. Remember those, oh God, whose minds have been bombarded because of the circumstances of life that they're going through. Remind them, oh God, that you are with them and in them. And Lord God, you are their portion here on earth. Have your own way as we thank you and believe you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you.
I'm happy in the Lord anyway.
I'm happy in the Lord anyway. And it really doesn't matter what comes my way today. I'm gonna wear a smile, hold my head up high and say, I'm happy in the Lord anyway. Oh, I'm happy in the Lord anyway. And it really doesn't matter what comes my way today. I'm gonna wear a smile, hold my head up high and say, I'm happy in the Lord anyway. Sing it again. I'm happy in the Lord anyway. And it really doesn't matter what comes my way today. I'm gonna wear a smile, hold my head up high and say, I'm happy in the Lord anyway.
You enjoyed that tonight? Amen. Why don't we give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Amen. That was a good service. Amen. Amen. Very timely service. Well, God bless you. Appreciate you, brother. Amen. Let's sing that song. Know ye not, you are a temple. Keep seeing the same key.
Know ye not, you are a temple. Know ye not, you are a temple. Surely surely been good to me. You have done what this world. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to let you go as you're dismissed. Let's sing that. I have decided to follow Jesus. Same key, key of C. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. The cross before me, the word.
Amen.